Hello. Welcome to game. It's me, I'm Kieran. I'm on the board again, and I haven't been on the board in a while, because I've been sick. Anyways, as always, I got Big Nelly.
What up, Indianapolis?
I got Big Rob.
Howdy.
And we've got two contestants today, as we usually do. We got Garrett.
Good morning.
There he is. And then we got Jason.
What's up?
All
right. How you guys feeling?
Pretty good. How are we doing today, Karen?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Yep.
I'd like to also mention that Garrett Burkle is one of the broadcasters for WBDG Athletics. Football, basketball, softball, baseball, you name it, Garrett Burkle. Play-by-play announcer and color commentary announcer as well. The man, the myth, the legend. Also, Jason Brown, one of the craziest hot takes of all time, in my opinion, saying Kyrie Irving is the best basketball player of all time, which I totally disagree, but we love you, Jason. So, yeah, let's just get this show on the road.
Yep. Landon, that means that you start. Yeah,
I know. Okay, guys, so we've got an interesting trivia segment today. You guys get to pick your categories. Okay, so out of these categories, I'm going to list them all off, and you guys can do rock, paper, scissors, and then we'll get right to it. Art, business and tech, decades, entertainment, food and drink, general knowledge, geography, history, lifestyle, literature, math and spelling, movie, music, politics, science, sports, television, and world. And y'all better do rock, paper, scissors, because this is how we do things on game. Best two out of three determines who goes first.
Paper, piece, rock.
Okay, so that's you.
Yeah, this is really intense, ladies and gentlemen.
Rock beats paper. Oh, rock
beats
scissors,
oh,
baby.
Want to know already.
Rock does not beat paper, but it does beat scissors.
Rock riff it.
How big the rock is.
All right, Garrett. All right, Garrett. Are you ready to rock and roll? Which category would you like to go with?
Sports.
All right, here we go.
Wait. Hold on. Is it like broad sports or?
It's broad sports. Like every sport. We have music too and movies. We also have television and history.
Yeah, we'll go with sports. I trust myself.
Okay. I'm going to set a timer for a minute or so. He's
doing what I did the past couple days.
Okay, well, let's do
it. So we'll do like a minute 30.
Yeah, hit it. You ready?
Let's go.
One sec.
Yeah. This is going to be
I'll start it after you ask the first
question. Here we go. Ready, Garrett?
Let's go.
Which Yugoslavian player scored twice against Spain at the 1990 World Cup?
I don't know.
Pass.
How do I go to the next question?
You just scroll. Go to the next one.
I can't.
I've paused the timer. You figured out. I'll start it again.
All right. I'm picking some rant. Next question. Here we go. Which of these players has not played for both Manchester United? We don't know.
Do you need a better website?
There has to be a way.
Just go to movies. Just go to movies.
Okay, we're going to movies.
Restart the timer.
All right, here we go.
It's just like when they say sports, it feels like, you know. It's
all right, here we go. All right, you ready?
Ready.
We're doing movies. Yeah. Which nationality is Danny Boyle, who won the Best Director Oscar at the 2000? Buddy, you can at least guess at the 2009
I
awards
have
ceremony.
Any clue
just guess. Australian,
listen, bro, so
British,
guess.
Irish, and Canadian. Just guess.
British.
That's correct.
So there you go.
There we go. We're going to keep going. In which film is Hans Gruber a bad guy?
Hans Gruber,
my fault. Rocky Horror Picture Show, Die Hard, The Hulk, Star Wars.
The Hulk.
Correct. It's Die Hard. Next question. Which one of the following names is not used in Top Gun? Iceman, Viper, Warrior, or Merlin?
Viper?
Are you sure that's your final answer?
No. Warlin.
Okay. Merlin, you mean?
Merlin, yeah.
That is incorrect. It was Warrior. Okay. Which was the sequel to the Johnny Travolta film Get Shorty? The Big Chill. Some Like It Hot, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, or Be Cool.
Can you repeat those?
The Big Chill, Some Like It Hot, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, or Be Cool.
Some Like It Hot.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
I don't know.
All right, we'll just go with it. That is incorrect.
No, I personally am a good fan of whatever that is.
Am I still doing the timer, or are you just going to ask the six questions?
I don't even know, dude. I don't even know what question I'm on.
It's next. You're on three, right? Okay. Or that was three, so you're on four.
All right, Garrett, would you like me to switch up the category for you? We could do the next three questions a different category.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we did sports. You want music?
Yeah, do music.
All right, let's do some music questions.
Just going to ask
Oh, this
you.
Might be easy for you. Who plays drums in the Rolling Stones? Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, Charlie Watts, or Mick Jagger?
Charlie Watts. Final answer.
That is correct. Woo-hoo! Oh, you're going to get this one, buddy. Which of the following was a member of the Beatles? Boy George, George Michael, George Formby, or George Harrison?
George Harrison.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
Woo-hoo! That's a lot of George.
Yeah, last question. Who was the lead vocalist of the band Cream? Jimi Hendrix, Robin Trower, Gary Moore, or Jack Bruce?
What was answer choice two and three again?
Robin Trower.
Robin Trower.
Gary Moore is those
Gary
were.
Gary Moore.
Okay, are you sure that's your final answer?
Yeah, we'll go with Gary Moore.
That's incorrect. It was Jack Bruce.
Yeah, three out of six.
Garrett, you achieved a 3 out of 6. Out of the random trivia generator. Let's give him a round of applause.
Which was kind of bad, but you know, that website was bad. But you know, we all did it.
Wow, that's wow. All right, Jason, which trivia category would you like to answer questions from?
We got sports,
movie, music, television, history, food and drink.
History. Yeah. Let's go history. Let's go history.
All right. We're going to switch it up. We have decades as well. All right, here we go. We're going history. All right, here we go. So we're going to bring some World War II history in here. Here we go. Stalin, Roosevelt, and which other leader attended Black Sea talks in 1945? Churchill, Mayo, Franco. I don't even know if I can say this.
Let me see it. Jump. Oh, Hirohito?
Yeah, Hirohito. Thank you. Churchill, Mayo, Franco, or Hirohito?
Churchill.
That is correct. Jason Brown.
No, that was
who is Mayo?
I don't know.
I don't think you're
Oh, here we go. Which is the traditional Inuit item? Inuit item? Yeah.
Let me see.
I think it's Inuit item of clothing.
Inuit.
Jeez Louise. Inuit item of clothing called a parka. Gloves, jacket, boot, or hat?
It's a hat.
That is incorrect.
No, it's a jacket. It's a jacket. No, it's a jacket. Use a parka for the winter.
Okay.
No.
Does this say?
Look, you want me to see it?
Ramesses?
Ramses.
Jeez Louise, I can't speak. Ramses the Great was the king of which country? Egypt, India, Iran, or Morocco? I have no idea.
Can you say the answer choices again?
Ramses the Great was a king of which country? Egypt, India, Iran, or Morocco?
Is it Egypt?
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Jason Brown, you are correct, sir!
I knew that one. I watched Prince of Egypt.
I didn't even know. Okay, which famous 19th century novel was written by Bram Stoker?
Did you say that right?
I think it's Stoker.
Yeah.
It's Stoker. Little Women, Moby Dick, Dracula, or Frankenstein?
Moby Dick.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
No. I'm going to go answer choice number 4.
Frankenstein.
Yep.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah, that is incorrect. That
was Mary Shelley.
Yeah, Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. It was Dracula. Hmm. Mr. Brown, would you like me to change up your questions? We're going to continue to go with trivia.
Or with history, you
history.
Mean?
History. Sorry, jeez Louise.
Just
okay,
history.
This one's pretty easy. I'm not going to lie. I think I could get this right. Delaware separated from which other state in 1776? Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York?
Maryland.
Sure, that's your final answer?
Maryland.
That is incorrect.
You're lying. Pennsylvania. You're lying. You're lying.
It's coming down to the last question, I'm pretty sure. Here we go. People of which occupation lived in the monastery? Farmers, sailors, soldiers, or monks?
What is a monastery?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Okay.
I know the answer. I don't know if Jason knows the answer, though.
I'm going to search this up.
Monks. Trey Hannes said monks. I'm going to go with monks.
Are you sure that...
How are you going to listen to Trey?
That's terrible.
Let's go.
Okay, monks. Oh, shoot. All the questions just changed.
No, it's fine. I know the answer.
Okay, you going with monks?
Yep.
Sure, that's your final answer?
Yep.
That's correct.
Well, we might be we're going to overtime. We're going tiebreaker. We're going to overtime. Hit the sound, buddy.
Tie major alert.
It's time.
Tie major alert.
All right, here we go.
Tie major alert.
I think we've got for future reference. We can't allow Trey to get involved anymore.
All right, this is how we're going to decide the tiebreaker. Okay, you guys are each going to pick what segment you guys would like to answer your trivia questions from. Three questions to decide who wins trivia.
Do you want to go for it, Garrett?
No.
Would you guys like to do rock, paper, scissors again?
Give me music.
Music. Here we go. Mr. Burkle has chosen music. All right, here we go. No Jacket Required was a hit album for which singer? Phil Collins, Tom Jones, Rod Stewart, or Elton John?
It's not Elton John. It was called No Jacket.
No Jacket Required.
And what was the... I think it was Phil Collins.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm going to go with it.
That is correct. I'm trying to read this, but it's like blocking half of the answer.
Oh, is there an ad on the screen?
No, it's just a big question mark. I think it's Amy Winehouse released which iconic album in 2006? Frank, Lioness, Back to Black, Stronger Than Me.
What was the lady's name again?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
All right, read me off the answer choices one more time.
Frank, Lioness, Back to Black, Stronger Than Me.
Frank.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Nah, but we going with it.
Who's Frank?
Mr. Burkle, that is incorrect. Back to Black. Last question, sir. Oh, man. One of my favorite rappers of all time.
Oh, there we go.
Which Snoop Dogg album includes the song... I'm not sure if I can say that.
Nope, I would skip that question.
All right, we're going to go to another question
here. Skipping the question.
We're skipping the question.
Said a bad word.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it, though. All right, here we go.
Lorelai, take the whiteboard down.
All right.
Take the whiteboard
Here we go.
Back. I'll be right back.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Never mind. She's got it.
Here we go, Garrett. Here's your next question. Which band released the single Wild Thing? The Trods? The Trogues, the Troops, the Trolls.
The Trogues.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
Mr. Burkle, that is correct. Two out of three for Mr. Burkle.
Wild Thing. Do, do, do. You make my heart sing. You make air.
Trey said groovy. Let's give a round of applause for Mr. Burkle. Two out of three. In the overtime segment, tiebreaker of trivia.
Lorelai, take the whiteboard down. You've left it up there for five minutes.
All right, Mr. Brown. Which category would you like to answer your trivia questions from?
You know what they say. It's not her story, but it's his story. So we're going to go with history. Man.
All right, we're going back to the history. Mr. Brown's feeling real confident here.
All right.
Here we go. I can't, dude.
Just show me.
I can't. Read that. Is it? I think it's.
Hold on. Is this that question mark is just blocking?
Yeah, it's blocking the entire question. I think it's George Royboom.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's Syria. We'll just go to the next one.
All right, just give me another. Yep. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm gonna be able to read this. Am I gonna be able to read this? I don't even know. Okay, we're going to go to the next question because...
Until it's not blocked by the question mark, we will...
We'll get there. Here we go. Okay, I can actually read this.
There we go.
All right. You did great on your World War II history. We have another war question coming up. In which war did the Battle of Edge Hill take place? English Civil War, World War II, Spanish Civil War, or Hundred Years' War? Think...
Spanish.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
You know what? My man Trey Hannah said Spanish. He was right with the right question before. Oh, let's go Spanish.
That is incorrect.
Dang it, Trey Hannah.
I was gonna guess the English Civil War there.
What was it?
English Civil War.
Yeah.
All right. You have to get these next two questions correct in order to stay in contention to win the trivia segment. All right, here we go. In which U.S. state did the Battle of the Little Big Horn take place? Montana, Michigan, Maryland, or Missouri? Think, Mr. Brown. You've got this. Just lock in.
Chat, what we think? What we thinking, chat? Hey, chat, say Missouri. Chat, say Missouri.
No.
Hey, chat, wait. Let's answer again.
Listen, you're
Montana,
not a streamer.
Montana, Michigan, Maryland, or Missouri?
The Little Big Horn?
Mm-hmm.
Chat saying Maryland.
Trey saying no.
Chat saying Maryland. Arkansas.
Arkansas is not even one of the answers.
Can't rely on Trey for these, man.
Maryland.
Oh, man, I don't know about this one. Okay, are you sure that's your final answer?
Missouri. I don't know about this guy.
Missouri. Missouri, final answer. All right,
here we go. That is incorrect.
It was Montana.
That means that Garrett wins that segment.
And Garrett Burkle will go on to win the trivia segment.
And it was Montana.
Big Rob, give me a high five because you knew it. Mr. Brown, come on, brother.
How did you not know it was Montana, my guy?
Okay, can you name me five people in Montana? Okay,
hey, you remember that scene in Waterboy? Hey, Montana. It's Joe Montana. No, it's not Joe Montana.
Montaigne.
All right, here we go. All right, we're moving on.
My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn, Mr. Sandulo.
Yes, and I have prepared my terrible questions again.
Oh, no.
So, I know Garrett
Shout
understands.
Shout out to Steve Young for taking over for Joe Montana, my favorite left-handed quarterback of all time.
Yes, sir.
I've got a few questions here. Garrett understands how this works vaguely, I think. No, you didn't get to play this, did you? Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and
explain. I remember that it was very complicated.
Oh, yeah, it's a little wacky. Anyways.
More than a little wacky.
It's a very bit wacky. Anyways, I'm going to give you four questions and four answers.
Garrett's got a fan club over here.
Per question. So, Jason's freaking out right now. Because I thought it would be funny. Anyways, so your goal is to figure out which question goes with which answer, right? Like a matching game, except not all of the answers have correct answers. Not all the questions have correct answers. Some of the questions are just completely wrong, and there are no answers to go with them.
I already pointed out the cheering section for
Lorelai's
Mr.
cheering on for Mr. Garrett Burkle
with the whiteboard.
Yeah,
Mr.
With the
Gary
whiteboard,
B.
With the whiteboard. Jason, hey, take that personal, man, and win this game show.
You know what?
Jason got Trey in his corner.
Yeah,
you know what? I might be down.
Well, knowing how bad
30,
Trey did on my segment, I don't know if you can trust that.
I'm gonna come back and win. Let's go, man. Let's go, Jason Brown. Let's go, Jason Brown, man.
You might got.
Oh,
might,
by the way,
you might have.
Did y'all also notice how Trey called Garrett a sore loser?
Yeah. Even though Garrett just won the segment.
That's the thing. That's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
Did you catch that, Trey?
No.
You called me a sore loser even though I just won the segment.
Look, you only won because I didn't know what a partner was. When I said it, I knew it was a jacket. I said it was
best friends. They're best buds.
Crazy.
All right.
Don't you tell me about my
Go ahead and rock, paper,
friend.
Scissors, and we'll see
Listen,
who gets
they can't
to
possibly
first.
Be. They can't possibly be better friends than Garrett and Kyle.
Who's got it?
I won.
All right. Jason, this will be a good chance for you to figure out the formula, so you can wait for Garrett. Garrett, your questions are, what year was I born? What year was the first Iron Man movie released? What year were women allowed to vote? And what year was the name of a George Orwell novel? Your answers are 2007, 2010, 1957, and 1987.
Okay.
Oh, I know what happened in 1987. The album of Bad was released by Michael Jackson.
True. I know what else happened in 1987. Alan Sir Sr. won his fourth Indy 500.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
but 1987. Okay. Anyway, so my questions were, what year were you born?
Yep.
You're a junior in high school.
Yes.
You could have been born in 06 or 07. I'm going to keep that in mind. The first Iron Man movie was released, you said, it was another one of the questions.
Yes.
I have a gut feeling that was released in 2009, but 2010 is pretty close, so I'm not going to throw that one off the table yet. The other one was women voting. What were the other 2 years you gave me, sir?
1957 and 1987.
1957 sounds right for women's voting, but I also feel like school taught me 1956, so those two dates are kind of throwing me off right now. Okay, first off, I can answer these individually, right?
Yeah, well, not all of them have correct answers.
That's true. I'm going to say that you were born in 2007.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. I was born in the year 2007, and that is the answer for that question.
Man,
Iron Man was released in 2008.
Okay.
George Orwell novel was 1984.
And then what year did were women allowed to vote?
Not 1957 nope. and was not it, 1956.
Wasn't it like early 1800s?
No.
Well, I'm slow.
It was like
early.
It was like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, I thought it was after that.
It was in 1920. Women were allowed to vote.
It was one of the 20s. I'm slow.
Christopher Reeves was Superman in 1987. There you go. We're back to the 1987. That took you way too long to write.
And Bad by Michael Jackson was released.
True.
Yeah. Love Michael Jackson.
I liked Christopher Reeves Superman.
No, Michael Jackson on top.
Can't stand Michael Jackson.
What? Did, what?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right. We'll do it again. We're moving on to question two. Garrett, Jason, rock, paper, scissors.
If I lose one more time, I promise I'm quitting.
Listen.
Is this going to be Fever Dream Mark II?
I have an actual question up next. This one, I will tell you this ahead of time, has multiple correct answers. So if Garrett gets correct or incorrect, then I'll move on to Jason and you get to guess too.
I just want to point out one sec. The person who has Trey in his corner is the sore loser.
Bro.
Hey, take it easy on Mr. Trey Hanna. That is DJ Trey you were talking to. Big Nail is going to stand up for him.
Shout out.
But I'm right.
All right. Garrett.
You got it. All right, go. Sorry.
This question is about scientists.
Okay.
Your questions are, who said, I know of no time in human history where ignorance was better than knowledge?
Ooh.
Who said, to leave the world better than you found it, sometimes you have to pick up other people's trash? Who said, we're here to put a dent in the universe, otherwise why else even be here? And who said, if time travel is possible, where are the tourists from the future? Your answers are Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye, Steve Jobs, and Stephen Hawking.
Bill Nye, this science guy.
Where's Dr. Emmett Brown on there? No Dr. Emmett Brown?
Okay.
From Back to the Future?
No, we're talking about real scientists.
He's real.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to maybe come up with one of these answers. So number one, the only scientist I know is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay, so that's not a great start. I know Bill Nye the Science Guy. I never really thought of him as a scientist, but he is. I understand, you know, how he's considered a scientist. Who are the other two? Okay, Stephen Hawking. I guess you could consider him a scientist.
What do you mean you could consider him a scientist?
I mean, I wouldn't. I didn't know, like, before he passed away, I just had known him.
Fair.
I didn't know that, you know. I knew that he was, like, really
he's
smart.
He's the guy that found out about black holes.
Yeah, I know that he's, like, one of the smartest people, you know, ever. But I also had never seen him, you know, as, like, a scientist.
Yeah. And then Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, he's not a scientist.
I mean, he made the iPhone.
He did, but he's more of a businessman.
No. He made the Mac. I don't think
Jobs made the phone, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
He made both. He made the Macintosh and the iPhone.
Shush.
Wow. Jason, you want first dibs on this one, though?
Yes, I do.
All right. Jason, let's hear it.
The answer is number one and number four.
You said, I know of no time in human history where ignorance was better than knowledge was said by Stephen Hawking. Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect.
That's cat.
And Garrett's
that's incorrect.
Garrett Trey's laughing out in the background.
Move over to Garrett. You want to give this a shot? You get a steal? You'll both get two shots at this. It's fine.
Okay. Can you read me the quotes again?
I know of no time in human history where ignorance was better than knowledge. To leave the world better than you found it, sometimes you have to pick up other people's trash. We're here to put a dent in the universe, otherwise why else even be here? And if time travel is possible, where are the tourists from the future?
Okay, I watched an I'm on YouTube Shorts a lot, so I saw something with Neil deGrasse Tyson yesterday, and it seemed like he had a pretty good, he was a pretty funny guy, had a good personality. So I'm going to say the one about picking up the trash is Mr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, and that will be my final answer. I'm not sure about it, but we're going to go.
That is incorrect. Jason, you get another chance to steal.
Dude, Mr. Brown's going crazy.
He's going off.
Hitting the gritty in there.
Hey, you know what? Chat want to say? The chats want to say?
Ask Trey.
I just want to say this real quick. No one can ever hit the gritty as good as Landon can.
No, no, no.
Is this a tag in?
Mr. Emerson Chase? Allen, dude. That guy.
Oh, right.
Is this Jamal Chase.
Oh, yeah. Trey,
what do you think? I'm thinking Neil deGrasse Tyson said the thing about human history.
Is that your final answer, Trey?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah!
He had his phone out! He had his phone out!
Did he have his
but
phone
I'm not
out?
A contestant.
He had his phone out.
Bro's cheating.
I'm not a technical Bro's cheating.
Jason, I'll give you half a point.
Hey, I'll take it.
No. I reign supreme on this show. My decision is final decision. No point.
Really,
no
Rob.
Point?
Really.
No
Rob,
point.
Really.
That seems fair.
Wait, you're a hater. Rest in peace.
You're a hater.
Colonel Mustard died in a horrible mayonnaise
incident.
Oh, no. All right. Anyway, no point.
No, dude, just we got.
I'm giving him a half.
Give
point.
A half.
No,
point. Yes, give
no
a half
point.
Point.
Anyways, there
he
are,
has to answer himself.
Anyways,
Trey did absolutely cheat on that.
There are
saying,
more
like,
correct answers to this
like
question.
Like, there's no.
There are more correct answers, so I'm gonna give each of you one more shot at this one. Garrett, need to hear anything more again?
Yeah.
All right. Do you need to hear any of the quotes again?
Yeah.
All right. The quotes that have not been said and the answers that have not been said. To leave the world better than you found it, sometimes you have to pick up other people's trash. We're here to put a dent in the universe, otherwise why else even be here? And if time travel is possible, where are tourists from the future? The answers that haven't been said are Bill Nye, Steve Jobs, and Stephen Hawking.
Bill Nye said the one about the tourists.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
There was one about tourists?
About the travel
from the future.
Oh no, travelers. Okay,
that's your final answer.
Yeah,
that is incorrect. You got one more, Jason.
What the? We just made like a Michael Jackson.
No,
like
you don't get any backup from Trey on this one.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, we're removing your half point.
You get it wrong.
Rob, why are you hating?
I don't know.
Because. You cheated.
He's a cheater. What are you talking about? Why is he hating?
You know what? It's only cheating if you get caught.
You got caught.
I mean.
He had his phone out.
Hey, it's all right though. You know, I don't need the answers. I don't need the questions no more. I'm gonna say Stephen Hawking.
He said what?
Oh.
What'd he say?
Actually. I do need the
Did you need the quotes? All right. To leave the world better than you found it, sometimes you have to pick up other people's trash. We're here to put a dent in the universe. Otherwise, why else even be here? And if time travel is possible, where are the tourists from the future?
The trash part.
The trash one?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Yep. Yeah, hit me with it.
That's incorrect.
All right. Was that like the final guess for them?
Yes, that was the last one for that question.
Wait.
If
No. I want to take a guess.
Okay. All right, Rob gets a guess.
So, I want to have a shot at all three people. I think Steve Jobs would say the thing about the dent.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill Nye would say the thing about the trash, and then Hawking would say the stuff about the time traveler. Yeah. All of them?
Yeah, that's all of them. He matched them all.
I mean, I called this
get
rigged.
Any, he doesn't get any points.
Yeah, but I also called
this you cheated, Trey. No one else you cheated except you. I don't know.
I had my phone off the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, like, Rob's a
we
host.
Are stopping the whiteboard, Mr.
Good.
Easter.
Thank you, Mr. Easter, for stopping that. We need to focus. Anyways, question three is going to return to the form of the first question. Just kind of wacky questions. So go ahead, rock, paper, scissors. Don't take this too seriously. It's just fun.
I want
just
going
to say, wacky questions seem to be the way to go because you have less time, you have less room to cheat.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really Google these answers. So, anyways, this question does have multiple answers.
Heard that.
Who won, Garrett?
Oh, I did.
Okay. Your questions are, what doesn't go in the toaster? What doesn't go in your mouth? What doesn't go in a bath? And what doesn't belong in a museum? Your answers are, toast, bread, butter, and the Mona Lisa.
Hey, re-say all of them, please.
Okay. What doesn't go in the toaster? What doesn't go in your mouth? What doesn't go in a bath? And what doesn't belong in a museum? And your answers were toast, bread, butter, and the Mona Lisa.
Okay, bath, you said?
That's my math homework.
Hold on. I'll erase it. You said bath?
Bath.
What was the other answers? Mona, or you said?
Toast, bread, butter, and Mona Lisa.
Toast, bread.
I think this really shouldn't be a difficult question.
What cannot go into the bath is the Mona Lisa.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is technically a correct answer. The Mona Lisa doesn't go in the bath.
Yes, sir, Garrett Burkle.
Can I keep going or I got to go?
No, you're passing it on to Jason. Okay. You get one answer at a time
okay.
here.
Okay. What doesn't go in the toaster would be the toast because it's already toasted.
Correct. There you go. You got that one. Jason's up to 1.5 points. Garrett.
No, he got that one wrong. The one before that one wrong.
You know what?
So
that's true.
I'm not counting it.
That's true. That's true. It's because you cheated, Trey. I don't want to hear it. Okay. So I had bath. What doesn't belong in a museum is
what doesn't go in your mouth and what doesn't go in the toaster.
Could I? So we've already used Mona Lisa, so I cannot use it again. Correct.
Well, I never said that. Some answers have same. Some answers are correct for multiple questions, and some questions have multiple correct answers.
So what can't go into the toaster is the Mona Lisa.
That is one of the correct answers, yes. This is literally, this question, I will say, is basically a freebie for points.
You know, what Gary said, the Mona Lisa could not go into the toaster.
He just said that one.
I mean, okay.
You get it.
The Mona Lisa can't go into the bath.
He said
already
said
that
too.
One.
Hold on. Butter doesn't go in the museum.
That is true. Butter does not go in a museum. Garrett.
Toast doesn't go in a museum.
Correct. Toast does not go in a museum. Jason.
What other options do I got?
Right now, the questions were what doesn't go in the toaster, what doesn't go in your mouth, what doesn't go in a bath, and what doesn't belong
Mona
in a museum.
Mona Lisa does not go in your mouth.
Correct. The Mona Lisa does not go in your mouth. It would be weird if it did. Back to Garrett.
Okay, so I have... Okay, read me off them again.
What doesn't go in the toaster? What doesn't go in your mouth? What doesn't go in a bath? And what doesn't belong in a museum? Toast, bread, butter, or the Mona Lisa?
Okay. Let's see. You said the... Bread doesn't go in the bath.
Correct. Bread does not go in the bath.
Okay.
Back to Jason.
Toast doesn't go in the bath.
Correct.
Butter doesn't go in the bath. Or did I say that already?
I think you just said that. No, you said bread. I don't know if you said butter.
No one said butter.
Okay.
No
butter.
One said butter bath.
Butter does not go in the bath. Jason. Told you, this is a freebie question.
Did I say toast doesn't belong
in a museum?
Yes.
So bread doesn't belong in a museum.
I think that was said too, wasn't it?
No, it was butter.
Butter was does not belong in a museum. All right. This is going to be, I'm going to say this is the last round of correct answers before I move on to the next question. So, Garrett?
Toast doesn't go in the museum.
I already just said that.
Said that one. Let's see who said that one. You said the Mona Lisa and the toaster, correct, Jason? Okay.
He's calculating.
I said he's already said all the bread or the bath ones. Toast, bread, and butter cannot go into the bath, or none of them go in the bathtub. We've already got that one,
yep.
Correct?
You've cleared that one.
Have we cleared the toaster one?
I think you've cleared the toaster.
No.
Butter doesn't go in the toaster.
That is correct. Back to Jason, last one. He's zoned in.
My man says locked in.
He's Trey in calculating. The
I love what Trey said. In the
back. 10 seconds. I'm trying to think.
He's calculating.
10.
He's locked in.
9. 8.
He took the headphones off.
7.
Robert.
Hey, I'd also like to mention that you are listening to Game on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for Variety. I just wanted to say that.
That is true.
Kieran Sandul as your host, so is Big Rob and Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. And while Jason continues to think about what question he'd like to answer, tonight is some semi-state football action here on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for Variety on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. On the call for that game is Garrett Burke, Elijah Ennis, and Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. Pre-game at 6:15 p.m., and the game starts at 7 p.m. at Giant Stadium. The 11-1 Center Grove Trojans will take on the 11-1 Ben Davis Giants. Had to plug that in there.
Did you say Mona Lisa?
Yes, okay.
So, you know what
all
I'm right, saying?
You know what? Can you say all the answer choices again?
Toast, bread, mm-hmm. butter, mm-hmm. the Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. And the question too?
What doesn't go in the toaster? What doesn't go in your mouth? What doesn't go in the bath? And what doesn't belong in a museum?
So, we got... All the bath questions are gone, right?
Yes.
All the toaster questions are gone, right?
Yes.
All the museum questions are gone?
Yes.
What else we got left?
You have one bath question that you haven't said. Wait, no, sorry. You have one mouth question you haven't said.
So I say butter.
Actually, wait. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, get close to the mic. You got it?
Okay. But butter can't go in your mouth, though. So can toast and bread.
He's got the correct answer, which was there is no correct answer left. He got it.
I'm a genius, man.
Wow.
I'm a genius.
I actually had like a note in parentheses on the bottom of this question that says when none left, correct answer is none left. So, there you go. You got that one right. Moving on to question four. Yeah. Question four. Hit the rock, paper, scissors.
I won again.
He's cheating. He's cheating.
You can't accuse someone of cheating since you already cheated.
The only one that cheated...
It's just
Trey Hannah.
Okay. Can we get can we get silence on set?
All right. Garrett, question four. Your questions are... How many Oscars did the Titanic win? How old is my brother? How many bones are in your hands? And how many jelly beans are in the jar? Your answers are 14, 11, 18, and 12.
Why would anyone know how old
I don't have no
the same reason
clue.
That...
Some of these questions, dude.
That's the point of the game, Trey. That is the point of my segment.
Yes. Stupid.
Trey. Be quiet. Okay. Number one, I think your brother, I don't know. I don't know why I started that. The Titanic won 12 Emmys or Oscars or whatever.
I said Oscars. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Jason, you get a shot.
All right. What are we doing now? I wasn't listening.
How many Oscars did the Titanic win?
Okay.
How old is my brother? How many bones are in your hands? And how many jelly beans are in the jar? Your answers are 14, 11,
18 and 12.
Your brother is 18 years old.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect. Move it over to Garrett. Garrett.
Mr. Burkle.
There you go. Took him a few tries.
Yes, sir.
Go again. You need to hear anything again?
Yeah, go ahead and read them back.
All right. How many Oscars did the Titanic win? How old is my brother? How many bones are in your hands? And how many jelly beans are in the jar? 14, 11, 18, or 12?
There is 18 jelly beans in the jar.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Last try here. We'll move it over.
Nah, your brother is 12 years old.
Is that your final answer?
12 years old.
Oh, no.
That's your final answer?
12 years old.
That is correct. My little brother is 12 years old. That is the correct answer for that question.
Do I pass off to Garrett now?
Yeah, pass it off. There is one more correct answer, actually. So I will give him that one. Garrett?
Okay. We got your brother. Mm-hmm. We got the age of 12. So we're left with, let's see.
Titanic, bones in your hands, jelly beans in the jar. 14, 11, and 18.
There's 14 bones in the hand.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Last one.
Do I gotta get it right?
Last one. If you get it right, then good for you. If you don't get it right, we move on to the last question.
There is 18 bones in your hand.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
That is incorrect. The correct answer, the Titanic won 11 Oscars. There is no jar of jelly beans, and you have over 100 bones in your hands. Yeah, they're not. I told you, not all of the questions have correct answers.
He can't hear you. Just don't argue with him.
I'm not bothering. We're going to move on. Question five. Final round, rock, paper, scissors, but this time, best two out of three.
Man, it's savage what's going on in the other room.
Did Garrett win again?
Yep. Okay, one more. I won again.
Jason is not having it.
Jason is furious.
He is livid.
Fuming.
He is mouthing words that can never be heard on TV.
Garrett, your questions are, what fruit contains smaller fruits? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon? What fruit has poisonous pits? And what fruit is considered death's favorite? Your answers are peaches, mangoes, blueberries, and grapes.
I know an answer.
Well, look, Garrett, answer
grapes
first.
Contain smaller fruits.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is.
That is incorrect.
What are they called?
Raisins?
We're moving on. Raisins are dried up grapes. So, moving on. Jason.
There is no first eaten fruit on the moon. It's not physically possible.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
He was so confident. I loved it.
Nerd.
All right.
False.
What?
What?
What are you talking about, Trey?
Yeah, they don't eat. They're not able to eat foods on the moon because they would have to take their suits off or use
bags.
Sir, there is a ship that is oxygenated.
Whoa, stay on the lander, my guy.
Stay on the lander. That's Garrett's
turn.
Then
why wouldn't I'm? Dude, this makes no sense here.
It's a
in the lander, my guy.
Trey, it's not
the
your
lander
question.
On the moon.
Trey, dude.
Trey, lander on
it's
the moon.
Not your question.
Guy
it's not
in
your
the lander.
Right
lander
now.
On the moon.
He's chill. He's out.
Moving
guy
on. Eating. Garrett.
Yes.
One more try.
Yes.
Do you need to hear anything again?
Yeah.
All right. What fruit has smaller fruits in it? What was the first fruit eaten on the moon? What fruit has poisonous pits? And what fruit is considered death's favorite? The answers are peach, mango, blueberries, and grapes.
Mango is death's favorite fruit.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
I just want to say the prospect of one of those on the list being Death's favorite fruit, that's scary.
Mm. Anyways, ready, Jason?
Favorite fruit would be peaches.
Is that true? That's what...
He said mangoes.
He said mangoes. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
That is also incorrect. You know what? Since there is still one correct answer here, I'm going to give each of you one more shot at this because it's the last question of the game. Actually, right now, you're tied. So I think we're just going to have to go until someone gets it right.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Don't worry. If you just speed through this, we can get it over with.
Okay. The one with the pit is peaches.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No. Jason.
Peaches have pits.
But they're not poisonous.
Oh.
Oh, ooh, it'd be blueberries.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
That is also incorrect. Blueberries don't have pits. Garrett?
What were the other answer choices?
It was all peach, mango, blueberries, grapes.
No, sorry. Questions? Yeah.
Smaller fruits in it, first fruit eaten on the moon, poisonous pits, and Death's favorite fruit.
First fruit eaten on the moon would have been grapes.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is incorrect.
You got us stressing over here, bro.
I know. That's the fun part for me.
Death's favorite fruit would be grapes.
Final answer?
Yep.
Nope. Come on. You're getting there. You're chipping away. I've got the biggest smile on my face. You have no idea.
So what are my answer choices again? So I have man on the moon, mm-hmm. Your favorite fruit.
Nope. Death's favorite fruit.
Death's favorite
fruit. There you go.
Smaller fruits.
Poisonous pits.
Does mango have smaller fruits in it?
No, it does not. Jason.
Did I already say would the smaller fruits be peaches? Did I already say that answer?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so it's not right. So, you know, leading on to there then. Stop looking at me, Rob. You're making me mad. Dang it, Rob, you made me lose what I was going to say.
And that was going to be the right
mangoes.
Answer.
Mangoes.
I already said that.
Oh, he just said that.
So glad you said that. So glad. Wait. See, can you say it both again. My bad.
Do you want to hear all of them?
Yeah.
Questions were, what fruit has smaller fruits? Okay. What was the first fruit eaten on the moon?
Okay.
What fruit has poisonous pits? And what fruit is considered Death's favorite?
Poisonous pits?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be mango. No. Peaches.
You already said that.
The
moon thing would be great. No, you already said grapes.
I think, man.
Here, if you don't get it right, I'll tell you the correct question, and then you guys will just guess the answer real quick.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
Death's favorite fruit would be blueberries.
Nope. The correct question is, what is the first fruit eaten on the moon?
My gosh. Okay, so we've said grapes for that one.
You said grapes for that one.
Okay, what are my others?
Peach, mango, and blueberries.
You said one earlier on. Yeah. What one
he,
was
he
it?
He gonna tell you.
I ain't gonna tell you.
He ain't gonna tell you.
I'm not gonna say until he gets it.
He can't tell you.
Blueberries.
Blueberries? Incorrect. You got it, Jason?
Mango, because I already said peach. It's mango.
You didn't say peach.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes,
not
I
for
did.
This one, you didn't.
Mango.
Nope.
Peach.
It is peach. Peach was the first fruit.
Oh, man. So
Garrett wins the game.
Yeah, Garrett.
Their entire game. But just for funsies.
Yeah, maybe Jason will win Rob's segment.
The consolation prize.
Consolation prize. This should be easier for you, Jason, just because this one's based on guessing other people's opinions. So.
Yep.
There you go. That'll work. Instead of just me.
So I need y'all to look that way. Until I say you can.
Jason is disappointed. He is.
It's 3-0, Jason.
You guys just look at how many fingers I'm holding up. It's 1 out of 5. Okay, you guys can turn around now.
You guys can look back at the window.
Guess a number.
So, Garrett says 2, and...
1 through
Jason
4.
Says
it's 1 through 5.
4.
One
it's
five.
A 4.
4.
It's
4
a
is
four.
What he said? Okay.
And I said 1.
So...
Garrett goes first. This is so bad. Garrett has just gone first every round.
All right. Name a movie monster you think could take Dracula in a fight.
Name a movie monster.
Big yes. Nelly. Big Nelly. It's a valid answer. I'm just kidding.
Oh, let's see. Michael Myers.
Okay.
Oh.
Jason?
Michael Myers? Wait, hold on. Who are we talking about?
Name a movie monster.
Yeah, name a movie monster who can take Dracula in a fight.
Godzilla.
Godzilla, number one answer.
Godzilla is the number one answer. He got it.
Mike Myers was, well, Michael Myers wasn't on there.
Michael Myers is not on the list.
If Mike Myers was on there, I'm sure he would be at the top of the list.
Where's King Kong?
Kong is number 3. Frankenstein is number 2.
I don't watch enough movies.
Wolfman slash werewolf is number 4. Freddy Krueger, number 5. Jason Voorhees, number 6.
Jason Brown?
All right, Jason.
Question 2.
Oh, yeah.
it's Jason's. Yeah, okay. Name an office supply you use to pick food out of your teeth.
An office what?
Supply. You know, like.
So, you know, most people going to say toothpick. But, you know, office really don't got that. So I'm going to say toothpick. Either I was going to say something else. Haha.
Paperclip.
Yeah, number one answer.
Paperclip.
Wait. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, they don't got toothpicks in the office.
Toothpicks aren't office supply.
I knew that.
All right, Garrett. Fill in the blank. Okay, never mind. That one was a bad one. I didn't read ahead.
Okay.
Okay, name something that might be referred to as a dead end.
Name something that you would refer to as a dead end.
Yes.
The road?
Number one answer.
The road. That was... Jesus. Didn't even get a chance.
All right, Jason. Name something a husband might... never mind.
A husband might find in his wife's closet?
That wasn't it, but...
You know what?
You were close.
Moving on. We're trying another question here.
If Batman went broke, he just might have to sell his bat what?
Mobile.
Batmobile, number one answer.
Woohoo! Tied up.
And final question. Garrett.
No. It's on me again.
It's not who gets it right. It's alternates. It just alternates. Name someplace a teenager complains about having to go.
School.
You guys aren't going to believe it.
No. Oh, wait. Before you said answer. Ready? You ready? So you said school. That's probably it, but I'm going to say grandma house.
That's not even on the
list.
That's not even on the list. And school is already number one answer.
Woohoo! So.
Garrett is asserting dominance right now.
That seems to
is
me.
Is this it?
Like a,
that was a,
like a queen. Like a,
it's a clean sweep.
That's clean sweep. I think that's the.
Yeah.
Might be the first of the.
Is it?
Yeah. Second of this.
I didn't lose in rock,
paper,
scissors either.
Yeah,
all
that was great. Miles just
a
the
true
first
clean sleep.
Time. Yeah,
truly.
Like hey, but shout out my brother right here, Jason Brown.
Yeah,
it's
Jason.
All love, but.
And
Jason, how do you feel about losing?
I might be 0-6 in the finals, but at least I make it there. Garrett Burkle, I'm coming back.
Jason, how do you feel about being the only person in game history to have half a point?
It's an honor, man. You know,
thanks to Trey Hanna.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Trey, a.k.a. Trey Hanna, man. You know, the one and only.
Yeah,
also,
exactly.
Congratulations being the first, you know, cheater in game history.
I ain't cheating. My partner cheated.
Yeah, that's true. All
right.
Who said you were allowed to have a partner in the first
place?
Anyways,
you know, all right, we're moving on, Rob. Okay.
Garrett.
I'd like to talk to Garrett here.
All right.
Actually, I already beat him. I'm coming for Miles Sprung next week. I want Miles Sprung, and that's the only person I want on game next week.
No, you already beat Miles. Miles was the one you got the championship from. You're going after Elijah because Elijah
was going after Miles.
But now that you have the championship, he wants the title.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Next week, Garrett versus Elijah.
I think
Jeremiah Penrod wants it. I want Jeremiah Penrod next week.
Jeremiah Penrod.
He'll be next. After that.
What?
And Garrett.
All right, just cut off my cord. I got this.
And Garrett wins today's episode of Game in Dominating Fashion. Keen sweeping Jason.
Keen sweep?
Yeah, whatever.
Sweep.
Clean
Hold on.
Sweeping.
Hold on.
Jason Brown, trivia segment. Kieran, I don't even know what your segment's called. And
I'm going to call my segment Trick Questions.
Trick Questions and Rob's is.
Radio Rumble.
Radio Rumble. So, congratulations
never
to Garrett.
Never lost on Radio Rumble, even last year. Yeah. You got to remember that. I've never lost to that game.
Garrett Burkle goes on a clean sweep. Jason Brown today's episode of Game. But, Garrett, how'd you get that done, man? How'd you get that done?
I mean, I had a great opponent in Mr. Brown. I love him to death. That's my guy. We had to start off with the basics. You know, I didn't do so hot in trivia. I'm really disappointed with how I finished off, especially, you know, having to change my category a few times. That wasn't, you know, much needed either. But I think I did all right overall. And then when I got to those music questions, there ain't no slowing me down. So, you know, we only up from here. You know what I'm saying?
Man's really said we ball. We ball.
We only up from here, baby. 3-time and defending game champion.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Garrett Burkle. You'll hear him later on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network as the Center Grove Trojans travel to Giants Stadium to take on the Ben Davis Giants for semi-state action tonight.
Well,
yeah.
That seems like an episode.
And, yeah, that was an episode. And Jason's claiming that
Garrett
cheated. So, you know.
Hey, he doesn't get to claim that because
he doesn't get that one.
Mr. Brown, he had a great showing in today's episode. I'm really proud of him. He did a great job, especially with the history questions.
Yeah,
I'm really proud of
him.
He did a fantastic job. Yeah, he did a great
he'll
job.
He'll either end up in one of two ways. So mad at game that he never wants to come back, or
he'll be angry at game that he's going to force himself to come back.
Mr. Brown took this loss personally.
He's going to use that, fuel it as motivation for him to beat Garrett Burkle
or whoever
come
back
he plays
after
next
he hit
on
the
game.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come back jacked.
This was definitely an eventful
He's going to hit the knowledge gym.
Not exactly the fever dream, but
it was an eventful episode for sure. Shout out to DJ Trey as well. But yeah, Mr. Sandula, if you just take it away, man.
Cue out
the outro, bud.
Well, that's been an episode. Yep.
We'll see you guys later. See you later in the episode.
See you next week.
Bye.